Ein Ausschnitt aus Newsweek von December 30th, 2008. Israel's Merciless Reputation by Vivian Salama. Israel's deadly response on Hamas and an already beleaguered Gaza Strip is increasingly looking like retaliation for the unexpected resistance campaign headed by Hezbollah in 2006, and less like a strategic counterattack against Hamas militants. The timing of the attack, when U.S. President George Bush is leaving office, the global economy is in crisis, and many in the Western world are celebrating the new year, suggests that Israel waited to choose an ideal time to wage this unforgiving show of strength. Today, Israel may have earned itself a new reputation, not just as a military power, but one that might be considered particularly merciless. The images of smoke plumes, destruction, and death emanating from Gaza over the past few days are a somber reminder of the country's 2006 clash with Hezbollah and the great reality that years of neglect are wearing heavily on any hope for Arab-Israeli peace. Israel's deadly response on Hamas and residents of the Gaza Strip is increasingly looking like an attempt to regain an air of indestructibility and less like a defense strategy. The embattled government of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, still reeling from the ineffective military campaign of 2006, has but a few months left to change and salvage its reputation, as well as the beset image of Israel. They say in life, timing is everything. For Israel, the timing could not be more ideal to wage this unforgiving show of strength on Hamas and with it residents of the Gaza Strip, who, in early 2006, may have cast a vote for Hamas. For one, the military campaign came sandwiched in between Christmas and New Year celebrations, when much of the Western world is off from work, away from their television sets, and unwilling to acknowledge any bad news that does not directly involve them. Further, much of the world is now busy piecing together what is left of the global economy, and Washington has entered a twilight period where neither the lame duck president nor the president-elect is willing to make any significant statements or policy decisions that may alienate the other. This latest eruption of violence in the Middle East sends President George W. Bush out the door, tail between his legs, with a staunch reminder of his failed promise to revitalize his Roadmap to Peace plan before the end of 2008. President-elect Barack Obama, meanwhile, has a unique opportunity to make history in the Middle East, just as he made history at home. The road to fixing the diplomatic disaster created by the Bush administration in Iraq runs through Jerusalem. This new outbreak of violence should, if nothing else, move the Arab-Israeli conflict back to the top of the incoming administration's things to fix in the Middle East list. The first step toward winning the hearts and minds of people from Morocco to Pakistan lies in a fair and genuine solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
Cindy Sheen, eine der führenden Frauen und Personen der US-Friedensbewegung und Anti-Irak-Bewegung, ist auch jetzt engagiert im Interesse von Frieden im Nahen Osten. Today has brought the worst news yet. Just a few hours ago, this is from January 8th, the Red Cross and UN announced that they were suspending shipments of aid to the Gaza Strip because the Israeli military has refused to honor the ceasefire agreement, allowing them safe passage. Und jetzt das Wichtigste, es ist nicht nur Statements, die kommen, sondern sind viele in den USA, die etwas tun. Cindy Sheen, we are planning an emergency delegation to Egypt to make an international appeal to President Mubarak, asking him to open the Egyptian border, allowing access to the people suffering from the ongoing massacre happening in Gaza. We plan to bring desperately needed supplies and humanitarian aid that will be taken groups working on the ground in Gaza. We plan to bring desperately needed supplies and humanitarian aid that will be taken to groups working on the ground in Gaza. This is not the only attempt to help the people in Gaza. Cynthia McKinney, a former member of Congress, now very active outside the direct congressional arena, was also presidential candidate for the Green Party, participated in an Action Dignity trying to supply emergency rations and medication and medical equipment to the Gaza Strip. She set sail in a pleasure boat with 9 tons of medical equipment from Cyprus heading for the Gaza Strip. In international waters outside Israeli waters, they were attacked by 3 Israeli speedboats, weapons of destruction, modern warships. This pleasure boat with no arms trying to supply medical rations to a beleaguered country. They were rammed 3 times by the Israeli speedboats and then told to turn back to Cyprus. Later, the Israelis said they did not know what boat this was and assumed it was a war ship. This could not be true because they knew where this ship came from. They must have known, and they were warned, because Cynthia McKinney and the 3 doctors and 2 reporters from Al Jazeera and 1 reporter from CNN and the crew had already told the Israeli government and the Israeli Defense Ministry that they were underway. This boat was attacked in international waters and almost sank, and in the end they would have sunk and probably died if a Lebanese warship had not saved them. By this time the Israelis did not dare intervene anymore. This is something that has been going on for years. Some boats have gotten through to the Gaza Strip. Some, as you can see, have not. This is an echo, and Cynthia McKinney mentioned this, of the attack in 1967 during the Israeli war of an American spy ship or ship that was recording the radio communication in Israel and in Egypt before and during the 1967 war. This unarmed American ship was attacked by Mirage 1 and 2 fighters of the Israeli army, was attacked by submarines, was torpedoed with losses of 35 American military naval personnel and many wounded. The United States aircraft carrier Enterprise nearby, immediately upon hearing the SOS of the USS Liberty, sent fighters to the area, and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara at that time gave orders that the fighters should turn back. The United States allowed Israeli fighters to attack its own people. This, similar things are happening today. The United States has not objected to this attack on American citizens that took place recently with the shipment of medical goods to the Gaza Strip, has not objected to the Israeli attacks on citizens of its own country. This is one example of the courageous attempts by American citizens to help the people in Gaza and also to prevent a continuation of the war against the Gaza Strip.
Now we've got a new ball game. Take me out on the street. Obama's not peanuts, no Cracker Jack. Rosie O'Conn's will never come back and will root for civil and GI rights. Impeach George and Dick all the same. Then it's one, two, three strikes, they're out in our new ball game. We'll have to play a hard ball game, no doubt at all about that. Brzezinski and Hillary, Department of State. Let's push better people before it's too late. And our strength is our multiculti. We folks, we just are not lame. For it's home runs out of the park in our new ball game. Das war ein Originallied von Munich American Peace Committee. Wir wollen positiv weiterarbeiten. Wir brauchen euch auch, besonders US-Bürger. Aber wer mitmachen will, wir werden euch willkommen heißen. Und heißen wir dann die Politik auf. Vielen Dank. Unsere E-Mail-Adresse bzw. Website www.mapc-web.de.